Thank you for joining us at WebEx Partner Podcast, where we talk about Solutions Plus and our ecosystem partners. I'm Taryn Montero, your Cisco co-host, and once again, joining us as my co-host is Kevin Adamson. Kevin previously worked for Tropo before it was acquired by Cisco in 2015, following which he has spent 8 years at Cisco and is currently leading the WebEx Ecosystem Partner Program. We welcome our special guest for today, John Gustin, Chief Marketing Officer at TrackTech. John has spent 32 years working in the federal government and 24 years in the Federal Bureau of Prison. Majority of the time, John spent leading and supervising community-based programs. Now let's get started.
Welcome to the Partner Podcast Series, John. It's great to have the opportunity to chat with you today and understand more about TrackTech. But first, maybe let's start by learning a bit about yourself. So where did you grow up, and have you any good childhood memories?
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. I grew up in a small town outside of Seattle, Washington, called Enumclaw. And my favorite childhood memories all revolve around camping or fishing trips with the family.
Sounds good. Great. So what do you do in your free time? Maybe camping and fishing? or do you have something else?
Yeah, definitely all my free time is pretty much boating and fishing. So yes.
Do you go anywhere specific for those?
I do a lot of boating on the Chesapeake Bay and out in the Atlantic Ocean. So
Excellent. And what do you enjoy most about these community-based programs?
Yeah, so I think the intent behind community-based programs in helping individuals that were previously justice involved get back into their communities in a positive manner is really critical and important to me. And giving individuals the tools, you know, employment assistance, housing assistance, and really assisting them with that journey has been vital to my career for the last 24 years.
Yeah, and it's so important now, isn't it, that everybody gets the same opportunity, no matter from which background they come from. And I think these are those programs that I think everybody should be on board with. Great. So why did you decide to leave working with the federal government and join TrackTech? I guess what encouraged you to TrackTech itself?
Yeah, so interesting enough, again, I worked for the federal government for almost 32 years, and I had reached a point in my career where I was looking or beginning to contemplate retirement, and I was introduced to TrackTech through a pilot program that was being done with the Bureau of Prisons, where they were looking to replace traditional ankle monitoring with more sophisticated technology and smartphones. And with TrackTech, I found a company that was small enough that they really mirrored my own philosophies and ideals surrounding assisting others and providing those resources to others. And they really are vested in the success of the communities and the individuals they're doing business with. So I really enjoyed that philosophy of theirs.
Yeah, being part of a startup is always interesting as well, isn't it? You don't get so much of the politics, but you get to be kind of the larger cog in a smaller wheel, so to speak, in terms of being able to actually make a difference. So yeah, that's great. Okay, so now our listeners have some background on you and your career. Let's kind of switch gears a little bit and double click into the partnership with TrackTech and Cisco and what we've spent time building over the last few years. So I guess it seems sensible to start at the beginning, as good as any to start the story. So how did TrackTech and Cisco get together and why?
Yeah, so TrackTech and Cisco were brought together at the inception of the TrackTech journey. So when TrackTech was starting out as a company and building their product, they very quickly migrated to Cisco and the WebEx platform and started looking at ways to provide secure video conferencing and, you know, telepsychiatry, telemedicine with the clientele. And we found that with Cisco's Connected to Justice portfolio is really a good match. And again, a lot of the same ideals. You know, TrackTech becomes a natural extension of the work that Cisco is doing with the courtrooms and correctional agencies to provide the virtual and connected courtrooms. And this really provides for an end-to-end service all the way from pre-incarceration through incarceration through supervision. So I think it was a really good partnership. And I think that moving forward, it'll continue to be a good partnership.
Excellent. So I guess what are the most common use cases for the TrackTech community supervision platform itself? Maybe you can give us a little bit of insight on that.
Yeah, the majority of our clients are correctional or supervision agencies who are responsible for managing or supervising individuals in community settings. So individuals, again, that were previously justice involved, previously incarcerated, or where they're looking at an alternative to detention, where an individual can be supervised or monitored in the community. And part of the philosophy moving forward is doing this in a way that's very unobtrusive. You don't have that huge ankle bracelet hanging around your ankle, and in a way that all of society is very much used to using, which is, you know, a smartphone device to provide that supervision and to provide those resources.
Yeah, kind of just bringing it all to the 21st century, I guess, and kind of modernizing a little bit as well. Okay, makes good sense. So how does TrackTech then compare with other products in the market, or is this still a leading technology? And how do you overcome some of the adoption challenges that I guess no doubt exist with some of these agencies?
Yeah, Kevin, that's a great question. And one of the things that when I was still with the Bureau of Prisons, and one of the things I look to do is traditional ankle monitors are, again, a GPS device worn around the ankle. And that technology was introduced early in the 1960s. And it was introduced mainly to monitor juvenile offenders and to allow for positive, you know, if a juvenile was attending their programming as intended, it was intended to do some positive reinforcement. And that technology really hasn't changed a lot since the 60s. So one of the things I looked at when I was the administrator of the Bureau of Prisons is, how do we bring in technology that will actually allow for some positive interaction with the clients who are under supervision? How can we build the two-way communication in a way that's very secure, allows for access to all of these other resources? And then I mentioned earlier, telemedicine and telepsychiatry. You know, those are two things that during COVID was very, very important to those being supervised. We could do crisis intervention and other things via a secure device. So when we started looking at this, we also looked at what the competitors are out there doing. And the majority of our competitors still today provide a application that is put on the supervised individual's phone. And when we were looking at that, we started evaluating how secure that was. And we found out that if you put an app on an individual's phone who's under supervision, they have the ability to control or manipulate that app. So because it's their phone, they could put another app on their phone that would spoof the location, or they could actually load different biometrics into their phone that would allow somebody else to use their phone, and a lot of other problems that were associated with those companies that are using apps. And quite frankly, TrackTech very early on had an app, and we still have an app today. It is not something that we're actively marketing because of the fact that it can be manipulated, and there's so much insecurity associated with it when you're talking about justice involved.
Right.
So, you know, the other applications and our competitors that are out there, number one, don't have this amazing relationship with Cisco.
Yes.
If you're talking about Zoom, or you're talking about some of the other video conferencing that's out there that's available, it's not a secure conferencing. And I personally am not aware of any other company that provides end-to-end security on their video conferencing, allows for it to be recorded, and allows for it then to be admissible in court or somewhere else if you need it. So that's really what drove us to this partnership. That's really what sets us apart from our competitors. And I think just the challenges associated with that is educating and getting individuals to understand that we are in the 20th century now, and that the legacy practices of using an ankle bracelet really should no longer be the norm. That we have to really embrace the technology and move forward with technology. And I think that's been the most difficult thing, especially when dealing with government entities.
Yeah.
You know, it takes 10 years to get a government entity to change its mind about anything, but I think we're getting there.
Great. And I guess there's an ROI story there as well somewhere, right? I mean, I'm assuming they're saving money ultimately, over a duration by going with your technology.
Yeah, I think so. We did a pilot study with the Bureau, with the Federal Bureau of Prisons. And during the pilot study, we really found that there was a lot of efficiencies to be gained to, you know, you don't have to drive out. You could do remote supervision in many cases. And that became really important during the COVID pandemic. A lot of agencies were, quite frankly, very hesitant to do one-on-one interviews and to do
Right.
some of this other stuff. So by embracing the technology, by being able to do remote monitorings or remote counseling sessions, we actually had agencies that were dialing into a video conference and having the supervisee walk around their house and show them where they were living and show them that they had appropriate food and stuff to get them through the pandemic. And also we're able to direct people to resources that were available if they didn't have things that they needed to survive, like, you know, basic necessities. So through that, as you said, we have seen a lot of companies that have really embracing the technology due to the impacts of COVID and some of the other stuff that was going on.
Great. Yeah, I can imagine. Okay, so joint customer stories are always a big thing for our listeners in terms of how and where you have this deployed. So maybe can you take us through a TrackTech plus WebEx customer story?
Yeah, again, and I talked about this a minute ago, but the use of the WebEx platform on our secure phone really allows for that personal interaction between those that are being supervised and those that are doing the case management or the supervision agency. So we actually, during our pilot, we had an individual that was under supervision who called into his case manager on this phone using regular cellular service. And said that he was depressed and possibly suicidal. The case manager very, very quickly got him on a WebEx call where she could view him and start looking at some of those visual clues that was going on about mood and attitude, and was able to also introduce a therapy provider or a counselor into the call. And they were able to talk the individual into going to the hospital and stayed on the call with him the entire time while he was driving to the hospital. Again, assessing those verbal clues and everything that was going on with the individual. And that really highlighted for us that, you know, a lot of the telemedicine, telepsychiatry is just on the telephone. But being able to visually assess somebody and see where they're at and what's going on with them and record it, which they did, and have that recording available to teach others of some of the benefits of what's going on is incredibly powerful. So real good use story, good case story between TrackTech and WebEx, and again just highlights that partnership with Cisco.
Yeah, indeed. And the power of pulling in video to an audio call as well, right? Is just kind of elevates the whole conversation further. Excellent. Okay, so what's next for TrackTech? What's going on in your company for the next months? Looking forward here.
Yeah, so it's actually a really exciting time for TrackTech. A lot of federal legislation has passed in the last few years. You know, the First Step Act, the Second Step Act, which really has put a federal emphasis on reentry and providing positive reentry tools for individuals that are coming out of incarceration into the community. And COVID slowed the implementation down a little bit of that, and rightfully so. But I think that all of our agencies and a lot of the federal, state, and local entities are now really embracing technology and really looking at alternative technology on, how can we provide better interaction? How can we provide alternatives to incarceration? These really minor offenses that, as a company or as a culture, we've looked at jailing or incarcerating. We really need to look at what are some alternatives to that. And we can apply sanctions in the community that are really appropriate and correct behavior without that incarceration. So we're seeing a lot of that moving forward. We're in a lot of discussion with a lot of the states and local entities, a lot of the federal halfway house providers on moving this forward. There's some discussion around, the requirements for some of the federal halfway houses. So I think this all, to sum that up, is all about educating our customers or potential customers, really educating the industry and what's available and what's out there, and understanding that, by working together and having these type of strategic partnerships, the power that Cisco brings to the table through their Connected Justice portfolio, looking at those type of real strategic partnerships to help educate the industry and help educate others in how technology can really assist them. I think that's what we see moving forward and really being the emphasis for the next few months.
Excellent. Good stuff. So for listeners, partners, or anybody else that have tuned in today, how would they connect with you? How's best to reach you online if they want help on your solution, advice, they want to bring some opportunity?
We can be reached a number of different ways. Probably one of the most effective ways to reach us is through the Cisco website and their Connected to Justice campaign, which is directly on their website. They have direct links to our company, and they also have some good familiarization tools on the Cisco website. You can also reach us through the TrackTech website, which is tracktechllc.com. And we're very, very visible and easy to reach. So look forward to talking to anybody.
Excellent. Brilliant. Okay, so we'll finish with a little bit of a fun lightning round just to take us home here. So, favorite food?
Pasta.
Really?
Absolutely. I love pasta.
Okay, brilliant. Dallas or Houston?
Houston.
Texting or talking?
Talking.
And finally, football or soccer?
Football. Sorry about that,
I wouldn't have expected any other answer. It's great to talk to you. Thank you for your time, John. Yeah, looking forward to this partnership going forwards.
Don't forget, all our featured ecosystem partner products are available through Cisco. Connect your Cisco sales rep for more details. We hope you enjoyed today's episode with John Gustin from TrackTech. Next time, we'll get into more episodes with Solutions Plus and our partners. Don't forget to click subscribe to this podcast on our official WebEx YouTube page. And you can follow along on Cisco Podcast Network that is made available on Spotify, iTunes, and SoundCloud. Until next time, thanks for listening.